I have the courage to be myself at all times. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. I have the courage to be myself at all times. This takes a rare experience in person to be yourself at all times, because when you go to places, when you're visiting friends, you're visiting circumstances that you're not familiar with, you want to fit in. When in Rome, do like the Romans do, we hear so often. And is this something you really want to do? Is this something I really want to do? Can I have the courage to be myself at all times? When I am visiting with friends and they are doing things that I don't appreciate, do I contribute or do I participate in any way, or do I leave? Or what do I do? Or do I bring up subjects that are who I am? Do I have the courage to be myself at all times and speak about who I am? I like to think that when I'm invited to a party, I'm invited to a circumstance, I'm invited as a person. I'm invited as Herb Byerly. And Herb Byerly is the dean and the president of the University of Healing, Church of God Unlimited, a bunch of other good stuff. And when Herb Byerly comes there, he is not coming there as just some person off the street. He is coming there as a person who has some credential behind him of who he is. Now, if Herb Byerly does not act like Herb Byerly, people are going to think, oh, that's what Herb Byerly is really like, this interesting person who acts one way and talks another way. I must remember that. I must remember that dualism and that attitude about him, which is irresponsible and not being truly who he is. Now, is this what we want people to say about us? Well, at all times, I'm always me. I always talk about philosophy. I always talk about positive thinking. I always talk about good ideas. Whenever I'm with someone who brings up a joke that tends to be off color a little bit, or tends to be denigrating to society in any way, before the joke hardly gets begun, I say, hey, you mean to say this? You mean to say that? And they say, oh, you're messing up my joke. I said, oh, if the joke is belittling to anyone, it should be messed up in my books. And I don't intend to listen to jokes that are not harmonious to me. Now, do you know any good jokes? Do you know any jokes that are harmonious, that are jokes that are fun, that are jokes that are uplifting? Well, no. Well, then, I would just appreciate it if I didn't have to hear any jokes that are not uplifting. Because everything I do in my life, I like to be uplifting. I don't succeed all the time, but I certainly make a very good pass at it. And I like to be uplifting in everything I do, and everything I say, and everything I think, and everything I am, and everything, everywhere I am. It's very important to have the courage to be yourself at all times. Because a lot of times, you try to put on a show for somebody. You try to pretend that you're one of their group. You're one of their group who has negative attitudes. You're one of their group who talks badly about other people. You're one of their group who looks at the world and says, oh, what a terrible world, my goodness sakes, look at all the wars and all the upsetnesses here and there. Isn't that unhappy? Isn't that unfortunate? And in that process, what happens? Well, for you, the world's in a pretty sad place. And for everybody that you're talking with, the world's in a pretty bad place. But, you know, if you look at the world, and you consider how many wars are going on in the entire world of all the nations of people that exist, there are very few. Just one or two. And if you look at the world and you look at the billions of people, 8 billion people on Earth almost, the billions of people, and the billions of people, how many of them are in hospitals? Just a small minority. How many of them are in prisons? Small minority. How many of them are in trouble? Small minority. How many of them are thinking about happy thoughts? Oh, the great majority. Really? Really? The only reason newspapers, magazines, and media have covered the unsightly, unseemingly, and the disgusting things in society are because they're so rare. And they would be even more rare if they were not covered at all, because people like to do things that they hear about sometimes. And so these people who are mentally unsound, who like to do things that are not harmonious for themselves or society, they follow the rule, they follow the program. So many times people have seen things done on television and then they did it in real life. And perhaps the television show was purely a show, not really based upon reality, and reality wasn't that interesting. If it were reality, they had to rearrange the facts here and there to fit in with how society would accept it and how they would get along with it. But really, it doesn't work out that way. And what they always fail to tell you, if you do anything contrary to your nature, if you do anything contrary to who you are and what you think and what you believe, then all the rest of your life, until you can come to terms with yourself, you're going to live in hell. And when you are on the airplane, you're going to take a flight somewhere, and nobody knows you. You're on that flight, and you sit there, and you get ready to fly, and nobody knows you. So you go in the bookstore, and you buy some smutty book, and you think nobody's going to see you reading it. Well, lo and behold, everybody on the plane seems to know you're reading that book, because you open it, and the person behind you is peeking over your shoulder. You open it, and the hostess is coming down the aisle, and she asks you, would you like some coffee, and you're putting your book aside. And she says, oh, how about that? And the stewardesses, whoever they may be, serving you, they see it. Or the book falls off your lap when you fall asleep, or something like that. And it always becomes very obvious. If you had the Bible on your lap, or if you had some good positive thinking book on your lap, it'd never fall off your lap. It'd never fall on the floor. No one would see what you're reading. No one would know what you're reading, because really, everybody's reading the same thing. They're all reading these uplifting journals, these uplifting books. It seems that just the occasional person who does something on an airplane, thinking that they're going to be not seen, they're seen by everybody. It's as though the stewardess would take the book that fell on the floor as you fell asleep and hold it up and say to the entire airplane full of people, look what this person is reading. Eek! You know? I see my dog smelling around on something in the ground, and I say, yucky-poo, nah, you don't need to smell that. That's leave it alone. But that's his way of identifying life. And whether the life is a happy life or a smutty life, it all depends. But you see, we have to have the courage at all times to be ourselves. And who is our real self? Our real self is a very happy self. Our real self is a very courageous self. I was reading two biographies of Shirley Temple the other day, autobiography and a biography. And the biography had to tell about all of the ugly things that all the other people around Shirley were doing as she was coming up as a movie star, and how tough it was for her mother to get her settled and things. However, in the story of the biography, the autobiography, where she wrote it herself, she doesn't even know about these things. She doesn't even refer to these things. She doesn't have any idea that that's what was going on. She's like an innocent being, and how beautiful that is. And, you know, that's really how life is. We don't know about all these things until later, if we look it up and check it out. We want to have the courage to be ourself at all times, and ourself is that beautiful, wonderful, glorious, happy self, the self that's always looking for goodness in other people, the self that's always seeking and finding peace, harmony, joy, and love, happiness, wherever it goes, the self that is an absolutely wonderful self. Now, is this the self that you are? I am sure it is. Because you wouldn't be in my world if you were not an absolutely beautiful person. And happily, I would not be in your world if I were not an absolutely wonderful, beautiful person. Remember that. You can always turn off the radio. You can always turn off anything that you're listening to or you're reading. And you can go within and find the most beautiful literature that you ever imagined. The story of your life, the story of what you're doing, the story of your values, the story of who you are. That's what I do. And I have such a wonderful journey. I have such a wonderful time. because that's what life is all about. I have the courage to be myself at all times, and it's really quite easy. Try it. I'm sure you do more times than you know. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.